Welcome to another edition of Money Matters. My name is Mark Cuniverti. Scams, they run the gamut from social media to mail fraud to even so-called friends. Scams are everywhere. Heck, I even had a so-called friend from town here that left his wife of 20 years, got a girlfriend for a while, hit the bottle hard, and then started running fake travel scams. He doesn't know it yet, but prosecution is forthcoming. Scum, I guess, is found everywhere. Last week, I got the proverbial friend request from Facebook. The scam folks there usually have a pleasant-looking elderly face, or sometimes it's people you know whose profile they've hacked, and then they send you a friend request. You think, that's odd, I thought we were already friends. Sometimes it's from someone you have no idea who it is, but they look nice enough. They always hit you through Facebook Messenger saying, hey, how are you today? Have you heard the good news? I just got $50,000 from this government grant program. Then they give you contact information to some agent to gather your information and then ask you for some money to get the grant processed. Other scams come in a variety of emails. The most popular one is that you have inherited millions of dollars from some distant relative, or some sheik or lawyer needs help transferring a humongous sum of money out of the unknown Bekenstein country, and if you help, you'll get a healthy fee. Every day you'll hear of another scam. Fake contractors coming to your door, duct cleaning is popular, or goods for sale on social media, mail order cars, foreign women looking for husbands, handsome hunks targeting lonely ladies, unknown links to fake invoices or messages in your email, and text messages looking for political donations. Peruse the Nextdoor app, and it's rife with stories of one scam or another. Heck, even Wall Street is infested with scams. The previous head of the NASDAQ exchange was a guy named Bernie Madoff. Remember him? He ran a multi-billion dollar scam. And how many elective officials have been caught with their hand in the illegal cookie jar? Way too many to note here, of course. Need I say more? With inflation running hot and heavy, economies spiraling into the gutter, some say, governments run amok spending money they don't have, statues being torn asunder, theft laws being gutted, the family unit being torn to shreds, and rampant drug abuse, it's no wonder there are crooks everywhere. There are many rules I live by and suggest while surviving 68 years on the planet Earth. One of them is to remind the man in the mirror, if it's too good to be true, it usually ain't true. Another is to accept the fact that there is going to be a lot of people trying to take your stuff in life. Newer rules include don't open attachments or links from people you don't know in your email. And don't open or respond to texts that you don't know. Heck, I'm even careful getting things from people I do know. Crooks are so good nowadays, who's on the other line may not be the person you think it is. It's incredible how ingenious scams of all types have become. And nothing stings like being taken, right? The approach by everyone should be one of suspect everything that has to do with anything. Harsh, I know, but diligence doesn't have to be all-consuming. It just means be careful and keep the jaundiced eyeball open at all times. Like the investment annuity or any investment for that matter, for all things in life, use the rule, if you don't understand it, don't trust it, don't like it, it doesn't sound right, or is presented by someone who seems a bit off or odd, don't do it. There are really no hard fast rules to prevent being taken, but be wary fronting money, paying in advance for some things, paying cash in certain situations, not getting a receipt, getting suspicious looking paperwork, or buying something sight unseen, doing business with people you don't know, just met, or they can't be verified in some way or another. Obviously, there are exceptions to everything, and each situation is different. Just use your head and start with hesitancy. Then gradually work your way through to a sound transaction or action, or perhaps just deciding against it. Caveat emptor is Greek for buyer beware. With all the scams and cons running amok and among us, if it ain't expected, sounds too good to be true, doesn't look, smell, or feel right, maybe it ain't. So be careful out there. I'm watching the market so you don't have to. And remember, this newscast expresses my opinion only and may not represent the opinion of this radio station, its staff, members, or underwriters. I hold a Bachelor of Arts in Economics with honors way back in 1979. California insurance license OL34249. I'm a Medicare agent approved in the state of California. And our website is moneymanagementradio.com, where everything is free and we don't spam you or sell your emails. It's just our way of saying thank you for listening to your community radio station. My name's Mark Cuniverti.